I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
This is the daily audio update for Friday, October 10th, 2008. We had a lot of random stuff going around this week with Elite XC review and Ultimate Fighter review, and kind of skimped out on the news a bit. So this is a week in review update. And we're going to start with more Elite XC talk. First off, they drew in about 4.6 million viewers for their show, won all the target demographics for Saturday night, and had a successful night with the show. Plain and simple, they did what they wanted to do with it. They brought in a lot of viewers, and I still think it'll be telling for their fourth special. What happens with that and the ratings on that with what was presented on Saturday night? Obviously, a lot of the viewers tuned in to see Kimbo Slice and Ken Shamrock, and either stuck around and decided to watch through the whole thing, or decided to watch anyway, regardless. And, you know, they did well for the show. We'll see with the next event, again, how the ratings go, if it downturns a lot without Gina Carano and without Kimbo Slice, unless the next show features Gina, which would be a better featuring than another Kimbo fight, as Kimbo lost pretty much all his clout with that fight. Speaking of, he was paid $500,000 by Elite XC to get knocked out in 14 seconds. It may be a bigger travesty than Tim Sylvia getting paid $800,000 to get knocked out by Fedor, because at least he got knocked out by Fedor and choked out by Fedor, and not by Seth Petruzzelli, who picked up $50,000 after his $15,000 win bonus. So, you know, big money there for Seth for knocking out Kimbo. Jake Shields picked up $50,000. That includes the $10,000 win bonus. Paula Daly picked up $12,000 for the loss. Andre Arlovski is the other big earner of the night with the $500,000 himself. He didn't get any win bonus for that. Roy Nelson got $80,000 in the loss. Gina Carano picked up $25,000 with $10,000 in a win bonus. Kelly Kobold with $6,000. Benji Roddick with $30,000 and a $15,000 win bonus. Ninja Hua picked up $35,000 for the loss. Christiane Cyborg picked up $8,000. Her opponent, Yoko Takahashi, picked up $2,000. The rest of the undercard, you know, very comparable to what you're seeing with a lot of other MMA events and undercard fighters. So that's your payouts, and you know, not to affliction ridiculous levels, but Kimbo Slice did not deserve $500,000, even if he was fighting Ken Shamrock. Speaking of the Shamrock family, Frank Shamrock had some words with Sure Dog today about what happened on Saturday. Quote, "I think it was a mistake to not let me fight Kimbo Slice." He believes that, he said on Saturday, you know, "Look, I'll fight the guy. It's a great story. Little brother steps into the spot, comes out of the booth. It's compelling, but we need a fight to happen that's compelling." Which is true. They could have used a more compelling fight than random guy comes in to fight him. He also says in this article, you know, "Kimbo is great for ratings. But Kimbo fighting a star, a superstar, somebody's going to elevate him or knock him down in a good way. That's what we needed that night. We didn't need a nobody to beat Kimbo." And while he is very much right and very much correct in that statement, he's not the superstar to go in that spot. They don't have a superstar to go in that spot to make Kimbo look, to get knocked down in a good way. Kimbo's just not there. He's not a good fighter. And Frank admits it. Everybody knows that Kimbo's not very good, he says. He hasn't had time to mature. He's a new guy. Yeah, but you're pushing him as a top guy. At least with Brock Lesnar being pushed in the UFC and getting a heavyweight title shot in his fourth MMA fight, he was an NCAA champion wrestler. He's shown that he's got some stand-up skills, and he brings a freakish size and agility into the cage that Kimbo just has nothing on. And, I mean, he's at least earned his right to be taken seriously with the decimation of Heath Herring through three rounds. Kimbo Slice would have been killed by Heath Herring. I guarantee that. And I don't think anyone's going to argue with me on that case. So, Kimbo Slice was a joke. And, you know, it was the worst thing that could have happened to him on Saturday when he lost to Seth Petruzzelli. But, you know, it's almost like they brought it on themselves by pushing him in the first place and putting him into that spot when they knew he did not deserve that spot. Another report on that fight, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation in Florida is starting a preliminary investigation into the Kimbo Slice-Seth Petruzzelli fight, following comments from Petruzzelli on Orlando's Real Radio 104.1 on Monday. This has been blown out of proportion all week. Petruzzelli's comments, this was his exact quote: "My original plan was to throw up push kicks, have him think that I'm going to throw them more, and then to shoot in on him, obviously. But the promoters kind of hinted to me, and they gave me the money to stand and trade with him. They didn't want me to take him down, let's just put it that way. It was worth my while to try to stand up and punch with him." So this caused all sorts of backlash and outrage. Jeremy Lappin, the CFO for Elite XC, commented on it as well and said, "We're not trying to protect Kimbo. He had been training to fight a guy in Shamrock who has a better ground game than Seth. If we were trying to protect Kimbo, we would have sent him home. We put him in a dangerous fight," which is true. But Seth's comments in the first place were just taken out of proportion, because really what he's talking about is the knockout bonus that he was offered, were he to knock Kimbo out, and the money that he was offered in bonuses were he to have an exciting, good fight like that. So it was in his best interest to try to stand with Kimbo and knock him out. Plain and simple. I mean, I've been one to get on Elite XC's case. I know I'm one of the top offenders in that respect, but here I don't think there's any wrongdoing, and I think it's just going to be a very short formality type investigation. I can't imagine anything major coming out of it. But there you have it. Outside of Elite XC news, yet still kind of connected, Andre Arlovski, coming off of his win on Saturday, will be getting his fight against Fedor Emelianenko in January of 2009. Tom Atencio joined MMArated.com and reported to them in their interview with him that fight would take place on their January pay-per-view, which will most likely take place now on the 24th in Anaheim, California. Despite previous reports that Golden Boy would be involved with the Day of Reckoning card and would have a boxing match on this, Atencio said that it would be MMA only. So that is not what's going to happen for the January show. No boxing on that show. So we've got Fedor taking on a much tougher opponent than Tim Sylvia if Arlovski shows up the way he did in the first two fights. And so that's something to look forward to. That'll be a good fight and one that people will want to see. Once again, though, it's they're going to overpay everyone, and I don't know what else they're going to have available on that card to make more people be interested and try to get themselves over that $100,000 buy mark and try to get themselves out of the red. Ken Shamrock, back to the Lead XC, commented on the events from Saturday in an open letter on his website, kenshamrock.com. Basically, just apologizes to the fans and Elite XC and Kimbo especially for putting them in a tough situation. He said that he wants to make it up to all the fans and he wants to fight Slice still. He still wants to fight Kimbo and he hopes they put that fight together. He also congratulates Petruzzelli on the win, talking about how he not only accepted the challenge of facing a new opponent, he also had to move up in weight class, and he dominated him, Kimbo, and walked away with a victory. So, nice to see Ken at least comment on what happened and give his two cents on it. So, check that out over on kenshamrock.com. Final Lead XC story of the day. The KJ Noons Elite XC saga just will not die. It will not die. He told MMA Junkie recently that he gave Elite XC 5 days notice before he was stripped. He said he wanted to give the belt back and be released from his contract, and then they stripped him after without telling him about it. He says he found out on the internet. So he says that was their way of trying to prove a point. So this pissing contest between KJ Noons and Elite XC continues. Instead of them accepting his belt back and releasing him from his contract to make him a free agent, they decide to strip him, and they're going to be holding him to the two fights left on his deal. So I'm very intrigued to see how they work this out and if they're able to work together again. Noons even commented earlier this week that he'd like to fight the winner of Diaz and Alvarez for that title. So, it's just one thing after another with this story, and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to stop. We'll get over to some UFC news to finish up today. Josh Koscheck is going to be headlining UFC Fight Night 16, taking on Yoshiyuki Yoshida at the Fight for the Troops event on December 10th on Spike TV at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. That is a 3-hour broadcast, and the whole card runs down like this. So obviously, the headlining fight, Koscheck Yoshida, followed by we got Jonathan Goulet against Mike Swick, Frankie Edgar taking on Matt Wyman, Brody Farber back in action taking on Luigi Fioravanti, Dale Hart taking on Corey Hill, Ben Saunders versus Brandon Wolf, Tim Credure taking on Nate Loughran, Steve Bruno against Johnny Reese, and Justin McCulley against Eddie Sanchez. So that's your Fight Night card. Another possible event for Spike TV, though no deal is in place yet, for the January 17th UFC 93 in Dublin, Ireland. That show will feature a couple of UFC debuts, as we talked about. Recently, UFC signed a contract with Ivan Cerati, the Italian, only the second Italian to be coming into the UFC after Alessio Sicara. But they signed him recently, and he is coming in to fight on that card. No opponent is yet confirmed for him, but MMA Junkie found out the booking of that from Cerati's manager. And then another fighter making his debut for the UFC is the UK vet, Cage Rage veteran, 16-6-3 overall, Abdul Mohammed. So that lightweight fighter coming in as well on that show. Mohammed is a member of the Wolf Slayer team, the Wolf Slayer gym, which features Michael Bisping, Paul Kelly, Quentin Jackson, and now Czech Congo as well. So Wolf Slayer is expanding their UFC base, and UFC branching into new countries is giving us a chance to see some of the talent from over there as well. So that should be a good show as well. A lot of good UFC action coming up here. Starting with next weekend's live show, UFC 89, Bisping Lieben. UFC 90, Cote Silva. You know, UFC 91, of course, Lesnar, Couture, which is going to be amazing. UFC 92, featuring Vandy against Rampage number 3. UFC 93 now, which also features Rich Franklin and Dan Henderson in the main event, in the co-main event of Mark Coleman dropping back down to light heavyweight and making his return after getting injured when he was set up to fight Brock Lesnar this past August, the spot that Heath Herring ended up filling. He's returning to action against Mauricio Shogun Hua, and this will be Shogun's first fight back in quite some time after a lengthy, lengthy injury hiatus. And then, of course, UFC 94, Super Bowl weekend, GSP, BJ Penn. Exciting, exciting stuff. Lots of really good fights left this year. I mean, this has just been a really, really good year for the UFC in terms of just quality of fights and really good events overall. So a lot of good stuff coming in and a lot of stuff to look forward to. So stick with us here at MMAtorch.com for all of it. And keep checking out Alex Williams and his MMA blog on the main site, as well as Frank Hyden's rundown of The Ultimate Fighter every week. Jason Benson with his column on The Ultimate Fighter most weeks as well. So keep checking us out here on MMAtorch.com. This is Jamie Pennick signing off. So far away.